Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Brindley. I'm here with Alex Martinez, our April cover story. Thank you so much for being with us, Alex.
Absolutely. Great pleasure, Kristen. I'm so excited to be here.
Same. You know, you are an impressive, you and your team. I mean, this past year, you did $260 million, $230 million the year before. In 2021, it looks like you're on track to do $300 million. That's explosive growth on really large numbers. And you all have done $1.35 billion in business. Just a few houses, Alex, just you know, a couple here and there, you know?
I never really knew how much it was until you asked the question. And it's, you know, it seems impressive. And it really hasn't felt that way. It's just a lot of hard work all together. And just really grateful with God for even being able to reach that number. And now that I look back, but it's been amazing for sure.
Quite the journey. So tell me, like, what you're working on right now. You and Nuri own the agency office. Like, what is the plan for, you know, 2021, 2022? Like, what is it you're working on right now?
All right. So the agency, great question. We do want to paint the town red, as we usually say. There is a lot of growth to come. The agency has a tremendous presence in the West Coast, but not a lot of people know about the agency in the East Coast. And we want to make sure that everybody gets to know about what the agency is all about, the collaboration aspect of it. And if you ask me what our goals is, to have multiple offices, to you know, empower some of the people that are within our team to actually be able to run some offices for us. And that's what we're looking forward to, you know, just onboarding key players and people who are, you know, sharing the vision of the agency, which is just, the whole vision is collaboration. And they have, you know, amazing infrastructure. And we want to make sure that everybody's taking advantage of that.
Yeah, infrastructure these days is very, very important in real estate. So your journey, a lot of people listening would love to probably hear your journey. So you're a really smart guy. Like, you could do anything. Why real estate? Tell us how this happened.
Yeah. Right. So as I said it on my, you know, answers, I don't think I chose real estate. I think it was real estate who chose me, and it was more of anything destiny. And I'm a firm believer of that. God just put that on my path. I remember I was, you know, I've done it all. If you ask me, I started from nothing, and I've done it all. Every job you can think of, I've done it. Really, it was a time where, you know, I decided that, you know, I was going to college. It was first year of college, and, you know, I got to figure out a way of making some money without having to devote too much attention off of my education. So we were literally talking with somebody, and we said, listen, let's just take a real estate classes and see if we can actually go in and do some real estate, because they say that you can do this as a part-time. And that's what I thought. I didn't know how demanding it was going to be in real estate for sure. So we decided to go ahead and interview with a couple of brokerages for them to give us an explanation on how it was, you know, how it all works. Mm-hmm. Took on the classes, and the rest of it is history, sincerely. I remember that, you know, I got into, you know, real estate. I truly, you know, wasn't interested at the beginning, because I thought, this is crazy. They're telling me you can make all this much money. You really just only have to spend this little money to take your classes. This doesn't even make sense. So there's something there that it doesn't add up to me. So I went into the classes, and I'm going to tell you, there is so much to say when you have a good instructor and when you don't have a good instructor. At the beginning of the class, there was an instructor, and you know, he wasn't keeping us engaged, and I was super bored, and I'm like, my God. But luckily, the instructor was switched in the middle of the class for some odd reason, whatever. And the second instructor who came about was completely different. And it was just engaging, and it kept us, you know, interested on the subject. And I started to get interest and everything that she was saying. So At the end, I was super intrigued. I decided that, I'm going to follow through with this. And, that's what happened. So just to answer your question, I think that it was, God who actually put that in my path. And I'm so glad that I made this my lifetime career, because you get to meet so many people, you get to help so many families, and it's just super rewarding. And of course, money isn't bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and your parents, like, are you just kind of second generation? Like,
yes, I know. Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. My grandpa was also in real estate, and my mother also worked, doing real estate, but that's not something that I wanted to do myself. My goal was like, I want to be an architect. I don't want anything to do with, real estate. I was just, thinking I just need to get a degree. I have a passion for building and a passion for design and everything. And that's what I wanted to do. Little that I know, I was gifted with something that, it's just, I could sell, I could meet a lot of people, I could relate to a lot of people. And that was my calling for sure. And it was just God steering me to do what I was called to do.
God steering you to do what you were called to do. I love it. So what has been your biggest challenge as a real estate agent?
My biggest challenge as a real estate agent, I think that the biggest challenge was at the beginning, not having the right guidance and not having the right infrastructure as a whole. I feel like having to learn from my own mistakes and not having someone to collaborate with, just because it's so crucial now. When I look back and I realize that the things that I could have done differently that now I have implemented, just because I had to learn by my own mistakes. I think that there's a lot to say with, especially with this event that you're putting together, where you are having you have the top producers talking to one another. They're sharing their challenges, they're sharing everything that they've gone through. So there is so much you can relate to and so much you can learn. To me, it was a brilliant idea of what you put together, because it kind of just put things into perspective and you realize that there's so much growth to come, of course. So if you ask me about my biggest challenge, I think that was it. Knowing what to do, you see your business coming at you, but you never really had the proper training on how to go about structuring a business, how to actually compartmentalize the different roles and hire on the right people to actually come and help you, so that you can be more efficient.
I love it. Like modeling after others and collaborating with others, like, which is, what you're talking about with the agency earlier, like collaboration is so important, communities. And
I think that we lost a lot of that, because we all felt like there was some sort of, a competitive edge you don't want to share. I believe that sharing is caring, and ultimately it's you can share everything, all your secrets and everything, but it comes down to implementing, what you've been taught. Just like, exercising or dieting, if you don't, follow a diet, a strict diet, you don't have a lifestyle, you're going to gain those extra pounds no matter what. And you can know for sure what to eat, but if you don't apply it to yourself, you're not going to look good. You're not going to just lose the weight that you want to lose, or you're not going to stay fit, period. That's just the way it works with everything. So implementing what you've been taught, I think that's, the adoption of it is so crucial.
I absolutely love it. I find that, a lot of our cover stories, yourself included, are very abundance mindset, no scarcity involved. Like you're just, you actually share on the, panels and on the masterminds, and you give, and we appreciate it.
One thing I tell you, the more you give, the more you receive. So I'm a firm believer of that. When you give something, God will give you so much more.
Well, so tell us about your business. Like what's been most rewarding for you on this journey you've been on?
I will say the most rewarding thing is seeing people have come from nothing to accomplish big things, and being able to empower them, kind of coach them through the process of basically what I didn't have, given that to others and teaching them, okay, this is how you're going to go about it. This is the problems that you are going to encounter, and tackling that, being proactive rather than retroactive, and just seeing that growth. And being, I think that when you get to see that, you realize that this is not all about money. It's about, you know, people, and it's about helping others. And you realize that it's so much more rewarding to see somebody have growth, being able to accomplish big goals, and being able to get to where they want to be with your help, and coach them through the process.
So how does real estate fit into your dreams and goals, you know, moving forward?
I think this is my passion. So it doesn't feel like, you know, I go to work every day. It feels like this is what I love doing. And how does it fit? I don't even think I ever thought about it fitting. I just feel like it's part of me. To me, it's, you know, it's within me, real estate. There's so much to real estate. There's the investment side of it. There is the design side of it. There is so much to it that, you know, real estate, you can apply yourself in many, many, many different ways. So that's the way I see it.
Right person, right seat. I love it. Right person, right seat. Define success for us. So what does it mean for you, Alex? What's success for you?
My definition of success is having inner peace. I don't take success as having a lot of money, just because you can have a lot of money, and a lot of money will bring a lot of problems as well. And it says with it in the scriptures that the root of all evils is the love of money. One of the things that I was learning is that money is good in your pocket, but it's not good in your heart. So when you have it, great, as long as it's not in your heart, for sure. So success is having that peace, as being content with what you have, being grateful for what has been given to you, not comparing yourself to others, not looking at your neighbor of what they've been able to accomplish, but more looking at within you and what is it that you need to improve on, and having that success of, you know, that, you know, I guess that everything that comes together with family and the love that there is within family and all those people that are around you, to me, that's success.
No, I love that. There's a saying I heard at a conference not too long ago, comparison is the killer of joy. So I love what you just said.
And to that, I have to say, you can't, you know, I have a twin brother. I don't know if I share this, but my twin brother is also very successful. He's in the, you know, mortgage business, and we are identical to one another, physically speaking, but we're very different. And I always learned that, you know, God has a plan for him. God has a plan for me. And as much as we are genetically the same, we're not the same. We all, you know, there is different paths that we've chosen for each other, and that God has chosen for all of us. And we just kind of have to go with it and understand that give us according to what we're able to handle. And if we are good stewards with what we have, he's going to give us even more. And that's why I always tell myself, if I can handle this stress now, what makes me believe that I'm going to have growth if I can handle more stress, you know? So it all comes with it, you know, with it. So I have to demonstrate that I'm able to handle this so that I can move up to the next level. So if I can handle what I have now, what makes me believe I'm going to be able to handle even more? So just keeping that in the back of my mind, that this is in mind, it's this whole his work, but ultimately apply myself and be diligent with that, what I do, not over stressing on things. I'm not the one in control, for sure.
Tell us about your family. So you light up about your family. I'd love to. So yeah, please tell us about
them. Absolutely. So I have an amazing wife that keeps things together at the house, for sure. And I have four children. I have Sebastian, which he's now a teenager. He's 14. And I have Daniela, she's 11, going to be 12 very soon. And I have my two little ones, Isabella and Antonella. Obviously, my wife, Evita, which to me, my priority. And as much as I do work a lot, I find so much joy on spending time with them. Their love is unconditional. They're always going to be there. And I truly, you know, want to find the time to, you know, and dedicate the time to spend time with them, because those memories, you know, time flies. I look back and I look at my son. He's 5'11". He's a tall boy, 14-year-old. And that just makes me realize that, you know, time is going by quickly. Now that I look back at how long I've been doing this, how much houses I've sold, through the years, it just put things into perspective and it makes you value what you have. And you got to take advantage of every little moment that you can spend with them, because those are memories that you create that you no one can take from you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. What are you currently learning?
I'm learning. I continue to learn about myself. I think that's crucial. Self-development more of anything. I like reading more of anything. Now I do Audible books when I'm in the middle of my workout. I always try to, learn, about, how do you implement things in your life and what are the things that you struggle with that you could be doing better. I recently read this book from Jim Collins from Good to Great that talks about, getting the right people on the bus. I think that learning about, how to manage and inspire others. I think management is about, being able to inspire others. That's just what it comes down to, right? Because if they believe in your vision and they believe in you, they're going to follow you and people work for people. So ultimately you have to be able to inspire them and give them that good energy that they feel empowered and they feel like pumped about, having to sell the next house, having to lease the next house and being so passionate about what they do. So that's why, to me, it's not very difficult to just be passionate, because I'm not faking it. It's just, I truly love what I do. And people get to see that and they're like, oh my God, this guy, it's real. So just being real. And what I'm learning is that there are things in my life where, I need to surround myself with other people that I need to acknowledge that there are weaknesses, and as much as there are strengths, I need to acknowledge my weaknesses so that I can surround myself with people that are going to help me on those things that I'm not good at. And just being humble enough to acknowledge that you're not just good at everything. There's things that you are, as much as you want to say and you're confident about yourself, there's things that you need help with. So just learning that, being coachable. I think that if you're not learning something every day, you're not growing. So that's kind of how I see about learning.
Amen. You are speaking to my heart there. So what hobbies and interests do you have right now? Like, what are outside of real estate?
Very easy. I'm a very systematic type of person. I like working out every day, Monday through Friday. Through the pandemic, the happiest day was when, put my home gym at the house. I can never thought that I was going to be so happy, but when it came together, because there was a huge delay on everything was back order. Through the pandemic, just everybody was building their games at home. When it came together, I was so happy, and I have never been as consistent as I have. I've been working out now, just because it's right there. I have no excuses. I just go down to my, we have a 5-car garage at home, and the people who actually own the house before us had built a garage in the back, and we didn't know what to do with that space because we don't have 5 cars. We don't need them, so I ended up putting the gym there. We ended up putting the HVAC system, so it's, temperature regulated and everything. And working out is good. Playing soccer, I do enjoy playing soccer. My son plays soccer as well for Bethesda. And just that's always been my passion. Even at our office, we always had little mini teams playing at Germantown Soccerplex and everything. So my biggest passion for sure, it's going to be, God, and knowing that I have God to my side and that I can lean on Him for every situation, that has been my biggest gain. Just because I understand that no matter what I go through, He's always going to be there, and understanding that I'm not the same Alex I was once before. I've gone through different processes and I've gone through different trials. And it's made me a much stronger person, and being able to lean on Him and trust that He's got my back, it's been my biggest gain for sure.
That's beautiful. Can you tell us, so this actually ties in pretty great, like your favorite quote?
My favorite quote, I think that I'll take on a Bible verse. Romans 8:28 talks about, and I'll quote it, is everything works for good for those who love the Lord according to His perfect purpose. So no matter what comes at you, you have to know. And I always look up to God and I say, God, I don't understand what I'm going through, but I'm going to say thank you because I know that I love you. And I ultimately believe that everything that is coming at me is because of it is your will and you love me and I trust you, you know, the process. So I'm going to go through it as much as I don't like it. This is going to give me the growth that I need to have so to be a better individual.
So for you, what do you feel sets you apart or makes you different?
I think that we all are different. That's an amazing question because I think that a lot of times we try to be somebody that we're not. And I think that if we all are very different people, if we look at each other, we're just so different all around. There's no one that it's identical to that. Even me having the twin brothers, I said it earlier, we're so different as far as the way we are, the way we think. But more of anything, understanding that, you know, we are different and understanding that there are things that I have that others don't have. And taking advantage of those things and gifts that God has given me to explode and to push forward. And just that, believing on that. And a lot of people will, even myself, I realize that we concentrate on trying to be like somebody else. But just be yourself. And this is how you're going to excel.
What do you think has been the biggest reason or reasons for your success, Alex?
I think that the reason of my success has been the process I've been through, you know, understanding that one day you can be at the top and one day you can, you know, have nothing and not being so apprehensive about what we have, being a risk taker. I think people don't take risks because they are apprehensive and they are afraid that they're going to lose what they built and they're so concerned that they're not able to explore. So when you let go and you let God and you realize that what you have is not yours, you just take on a challenge. You're taking a new risk. And that's I think that's been the secret of my success. I'm a risk taker. I don't care. I mean, honestly, you live and learn and you have to get up. If things don't work out, you continue to push forward. And that's I think that's it.
That there are a lot of lessons to unpack from this. So what was the biggest failure that you feel you've had and what did you learn from it?
My biggest failure, I'm going to tell you one thing. Okay. Maybe it's a personal thing. My biggest failure was, you know, having to go through, you know, a divorce, maybe I will say that I'll put that out there. I don't care. I feel like I've, you know, now that I look back, I took it as a failure, but now I see it as a win. You know, there is a lot of things that you go through in life that you learn and you realize that there's so much more that you could have done differently. Not being able to understand that if God needed to be my priority number one. And now that I understand that things are so much different, I believe when you go through a process and when you get hurt, even with a scar, I always take in this as a life lesson. If you have a wound and you have a scar, that skin on the scar is going to be so much thicker and so much stronger. And that's just the way you have to see your failures. That's the way you have to see your things that you were not able to accomplish. You're going to have so much more, you know, power, and there's going to be a thicker skin. And I always talk about it when it comes to selling. You got to have thick skin because you're going to have rejection. You're going to have people who are going to say no to you. And you have to know that you got to move past that and you got to continue on. So I think that if you ask me, I think that's been one of them. But I really don't see things as failure. When you ask the question, I feel like I want to say nothing you go through in life is a failure. It's more of a lesson or you know, God trying to teach you something. So that's when people ask me, what's your biggest failure? I always had a hard time answering that. I just want to put that out there because I don't think that, you know, we shouldn't see anything as failure. We should see it as an opportunity to have growth and learn. And being able to become a better person altogether.
What have you done you think that other real producers absolutely should do?
What have I done that other? I think that opening my mind to the fact that I need to share, I need to have full transparency, and I'm willing to, you know, hear from others as well, rather than keeping things to myself. Oh, I'm doing this and I'm not going to let anybody see it. I think that even God putting us together with Nurit, there's full transparency in everything we do. We do imitate one another on things that are working for us, right? So the things that she's implemented, I implement. Things that I implemented that have worked for me, she's implementing. And seeing that, to me, it's been amazing. It's just helping one another rather than, oh, no, you're my competition. If you look at our production with Nurit and myself and both of our teams, they're equally the same. And it's crazy because we're two different individuals, two different business models, but we are both equally blessed. And that just shows me, listen, I could be doing this, she's doing this. It doesn't matter. There's enough business to go around for everyone.
I love that. And you guys, two powerhouses. I mean, both doing so much business, collaborating. I always am pleased to see and hear that story told for everyone, because that collaboration, it affects the entire community, like you all doing that. So I love that y'all collaborate so well. What do you want to be remembered for?
That's a great question. I asked the question a couple of years back. And I think people don't, the legacy that I want to live with is to my children and everyone who I've meet is the fact that I was a kind person. I was somebody who cared for others. People are not remembered because of how much money they made. They are mostly remembered because of how much they impacted their communities and how much they were able to help others. Money comes and goes. Good people are rare to find, and I just want to be true to myself. I want to be real. That's what I want to be remembered for. I want people to remember me as, oh, man, this guy was a real one. That's just what I strive for. I want to be an open letter. Anyone can read me at any time, and being able to be there for others as much as we are busy. Being able to take the time to ask somebody, how are you doing? Like, really, how are you doing? How are you feeling today? That's, to me, what I want people to remember me by. So just being there and being able to provide that support. As much as I want to be there for everybody, it's impossible to be there for everybody, but the little people, the people that we're touching, for them to be impacted by the way you go about life.
Thank you, Alex. Like, thank you for being your authentic self and, you know, all the lessons and different things you've shared today. Like, I really, you know, it's a pleasure to interview today, and thank you for being with us here at DC Metro Real Producers. Thank you, Alex.
I appreciate the opportunity, sincerely. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Right. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.